With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump's inauguration fund getting quite a boost from two tech giants.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
With a late Thanksgiving this year, the holiday shopping season 5 days shorter than last year. Overall, the National Retail Federation predicting retail sales in November and December will rise anywhere from 2.5% and 3.5% compared to the same period 1 year ago. Also, at SRNNews.com, United States Marines leaving an old home.
The partial transfer of U.S. Marines from Okinawa in Japan to Guam is now underway. 12 years after Japan and the U.S. agreed to reduce American troop presence on the southern Japanese island. Under the plan, some 9,000 Marines will be transferred off Okinawa in phases, including some 4,000 that are going to Guam. Okinawa, which was under U.S. post-war occupation until 1972, is home to a majority of more than 50,000 American troops based in Japan under a bilateral security pact. Many Okinawans have long complained about the heavy U.S. military presence on the island. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Law enforcement authorities will request that impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol appear for questioning this week over his short-lived martial law decree as they expand a probe over whether the power grab amounted to a rebellion. This is SRN News. Historic discovery in Syria.
The rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad have been going through his multiple palaces amongst the loot and fast cars and other treasures. They've unearthed a 500-year-old Torah scroll. It was discovered in the basement of one of Assad's palaces and testifies to the thriving Jewish community that long existed in Syria. Paul came to Christ on the road to Damascus, where he was planning to persecute believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another anti-Semitic incident in Australia. Vandals torching a car and spraying graffiti with anti-Israeli slogans in a Sydney suburb. That attack comes just days after federal police established a task force to investigate increasing incidents of such crimes across the country. Authorities say the town where the latest attack took place is home to Australia's largest Jewish community. Last week's arson at a synagogue marked an escalation in the incidents. This is SRN News. The European Central Bank cutting interest rates by a quarter of a point.
The cut comes amid signs of weakening growth and concern about the impact of political chaos in France and the possibility of new U.S. import tariffs. The bank's rate-setting committee made the decision to lower the benchmark rate from 3.25% to 3%. Lower rates should support growth amid signs that the post-pandemic recovery is slowing in the 20 countries that use the euro currency.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Supreme Court will take up a business-backed appeal that could make it easier to challenge federal regulations acting in a dispute related to California's nation-leading standards for vehicle emissions. The justices agreed Friday to hear an appeal filed by fuel producers who object to a waiver granted to California in 2022 by the EPA. More details, SRNNews.com.